Watch activists protest child sex trafficking in Fort Worth, it's up to us to stop it. By Amy Furr on August 8, 2020. Local activists met on the Tarrant County Courthouse's steps in Fort Worth, Texas, Saturday to protest human trafficking. Around 100 people showed up for the Erase Child Trafficking event to show our solidarity with others across the country and raise awareness to the fastest-growing industry in the world, child trafficking, its Facebook page read. The page continued. The media is deafeningly silent on this issue plaguing the United States, which is the destination country based on supply and demand. Texas has the second largest number of child traffickers and victims. Following Washington, D.C., let's unite and spread awareness to this horrifying problem since the media has failed to do so. Please come together for this hashtag Save the Children movement so that we can raise our voices for the voiceless. We will not let child sex trafficking be swept under the rug any longer. It concluded. Activist Kendra James said she believed the internet played a huge role in shedding light on the issue. But the fact that everybody on the social media groups are censoring it makes it an even bigger deal while promoting pedophiles and saying pedophilia is a sexual orientation and not a disease, James told Breitbart News. Human trafficking is a supply and demand business. According to Unbound Fort Worth, a local organization dedicated to helping survivors and resourcing the community to fight the problem. Supporting the commercial sex industry, whether by viewing pornography or purchasing sex, creates profit for traffickers. End the demand, and we end trafficking, the site read. Event organizer Lathina Finder echoed James' statement and said, "Because the issue was out in the open, it's up to us to stop it. Because obviously our legislatures and our Congress and all them are not going to. With media, they're not gonna do this issue. So, we're doing it," she explained. Finder also urged citizens to join the movement. Get involved. Get out of your house. Stop acting like someone else is going to take care of this, she said, adding, "It's up to us, it's up to Americans, right now. If you love your country and you love your kids, it's up to you to get out of the house and get on the street or be part of an organization. Whatever you gotta do," Finder concluded.